from Hollywood, almost live. It's the Gong.
We might have that wonderful thing happen, like a miracle. And when a man feels like creating, he'll just create.
In some ways, I think I'm coming full circle. In my musical development. You know, like most people, I started out with a guitar, just bought a cheap acoustic guitar and was just trying to learn, you know, to play and sing covers. And just playing and singing at the same time was, you know, that initial challenge. And then, you know, as I moved along and eventually played in bands, you get into, you know, amplification and that sort of thing, and microphones and effects. And now it's been, I guess it's been almost 20 years that I've been playing. And now more and more I just find myself getting back to just that pure acoustic sound as being really what I'm far more interested in than anything else, not only as a music listener, but as a performer. And I mentioned on other episodes my sort of obsession in the last 5 years with Glenn Hansard of The Frames, and now he's got a solo career. But he's this guy that, you know, I think has taken that just acoustic guitar and vocals to, you know, the highest level that it gets. And the guy can be on a street or in a studio or whatever. He always seems to be able to project that soul into what he's doing. And I think this has really always been the thing that captured me about music. I remember the first band I was in, My Dear Ella, was led by a good friend of mine, Eric. And I remember going to his acoustic shows before he formed the band. And, you know, it was just him through the PA system. It's a nice, you know, reverb on the vocals and something about, you know, the fullness of that sound that just, you know, an acoustic and a voice can get, you know, when it sounds really nice like that. And then watching somebody actually perform it and sort of, you know, really own the song. It's just something that really resonated with me super deep. So in my own recordings, I've really not embraced this aesthetic at all. I tend to just be goofing around in my studio and not knowing how to use my equipment, and then trying to record a song that I don't even know yet because I've just written it in that moment, and that I tend not to get a great performance, and I just hide everything with tremendous amounts of effects and compression and ways that are, you know, probably don't help the song at all, since, like I said, I'm not sure what I'm doing. And I've never been fully satisfied with those recordings, and I've always wished that I could just come up with a way to get a very simple, clean, live acoustic sound, and I've really failed at this. And up until now, you know, I've been using my acoustic guitar going direct in through a little DI box using the pickups on my acoustic guitar, thinking that, you know, that way the guitar would go through and wouldn't, you know, the vocals wouldn't bleed through. And I've tried all these different techniques with panning things and still not been particularly satisfied. And this past week, I think the most basic, simple thing that my friend Eric told me to do when he initially advised my then-girlfriend, now wife, as to what microphone to get for me. And she got me a condenser microphone. It's an Audio-Technica. I think it's the 2020, or maybe it's the 4040. I'm not sure. But it's one of the lower-end condenser mics. And I think the idea was I had a dynamic mic also, and a Shure SM57. And the idea would be, if I wanted to get that live acoustic sound, I'd sing into the dynamic mic while I played the acoustic guitar into the condenser mic. nothing, you know, plugged in directly. It's just, you know, two microphones at the same time, and, you know, go through a mixer or something and pan one to the left and one to the right, and then, you know, see what I could do with adding a little reverb or something when I'm mixing the song down. So I think I tried it out and failed, and then thought, you know, this must not be the answer. And then I just returned to that this past week, and it just seems so simple, and it just worked. And maybe I've stumbled onto something here. Because really what I've been trying to capture more than anything is just sort of the vibe of what it's like to play and sing in the bathroom. I got a nice, you know, master bathroom in my house now, and probably it's where I play and sing the most. I just take my acoustic in there and play and sing, and it sounds great. But of course, recording, trying to get that on a recording is, I think, really difficult. If you did bring microphones into the bathroom, the sounds would be bouncing around, and it wouldn't sound like it sounds to your ears anyway. And, you know, I don't want to bring my equipment in the bathroom. That'd be pretty inconvenient. So trying to get that bathroom session sound in my little office studio has been something I've been trying to do for a while. And this, I think, is as close as I've ever gotten, is the little 15-minute bathroom session, bathroom and not in the bathroom here in the office. Just guitar through the condenser mic, vocals through the dynamic mic, just a simple live acoustic sound. And I'm pretty happy with the results compared to other things. So I hope this is the beginning of fine-tuning this process and getting some decent demos and things that sound pretty good. So as far as the actual songs, I started out with just a little song that's really not even written yet to sort of test the levels. And then the second tune is the latest song that I've written, called Dust and Bones. I did a little studio version of it and on a different podcast, but this is just a live acoustic version. And then the third song is a Jason Molina song called Hold On Magnolia. And really it's sort of a cover of a cover. Glenn Hansard covered the song, and I'm basically covering Glenn Hansard's version of it, since that was the first time I was exposed to the song. Anyway, that's where I'm at today, is just trying to, again, get back to this the simple purity of what it is like to sing in your bathroom, and somehow capturing that in the studio. And I hope this is the beginning of, if I just leave everything as it is in my studio and just get better at how to do it live, and mic placement, and how to sort of angle the guitar and so forth, that these will sound better and better. That's my hope. Anyway, today's Thanksgiving 2015, so happy Thanksgiving, everybody out there. And I'll touch base with you soon. Bye-bye.
Testing. Take a out of my mind today.
Side. dark. Finally gets a hold of me. I know.